Yes, technically, it's football and hockey and basketball season, but baseball is generating headlines this week. It's as if the playoffs never ended as the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox busily trade front office moves, each spending frantically to get a leg up on the other before next season. Joining me now is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, the Red Sox and the Yankees have been at it since the turn of the last century. But this offseason, the rivalry appears to be reaching a new height.
It is. They're sort of playing this game of, can you top this? They are just desperate to beat each other. Let's start with the Red Sox. They put their best player, Manny Ramirez, on waivers, which meant that any team could claim him if they wanted him, but at a $20 million a year salary, nobody did. Then they fired their manager, Grady Little, the guy who left Pedro Martinez in the deciding game in the playoffs. Then, after the Yankees tried and failed to land pitcher Curt Schilling, who played for Arizona last year, the Red Sox stepped in. Their GM had Thanksgiving dinner with Schilling, and they got the player, one of the best pitchers in baseball. Then this week, they hired Terry Francona, a new manager, younger, can work better with the players. Now there's talk of the Red Sox landing the $250 million shortstop Alex Rodriguez, who now plays for the Texas Rangers. New Red Sox management, they are smart, they are seemingly sleepless, and they will do anything to win a World Series, which, in case fans have forgotten, the Red Sox haven't done since 1918.
Well, we should mention the leadership at the Yankees, which of course is owned by the free-spending George Steinbrenner. The folks over there haven't exactly sat on their hands as the Red Sox have been embarked on this campaign of improvement.
No, they have not. As soon as they didn't get Curt Schilling, the Yankees turned around and yesterday made a trade for a young starting pitcher named Javier Vasquez, who pitched for the Montreal Expos, and they're ready to sign a superstar outfielder, Gary Sheffield. Now, if you hate the economics in baseball, then you hate what's been happening with these two teams. But if you're a fan of one of these two teams, it is a rare glimpse into how a bitter rivalry, a real rivalry with people really disliking each other from the owners down, still exists in sports, and I think that's a great thing.
Now, aside from the Yankees and the Red Sox, there really hasn't been a whole lot of activity in terms of players actually signing with teams.
No, only 21 of 210 free agents have cut deals so far. And the main reason for that is that teams are waiting for a couple of technical deadlines to pass. But conspiracy theorists, agents, players, people on the other side of ownership, argue that this is part of a deliberate effort by teams to flood the market with players and push down the prices for them.
What's the effect of all that?
Well, the effect of all that is that that's exactly what's been happening. Last winter, contracts for free agents declined around 15% overall. Look for another drop this year. Another trend we're seeing is shorter contracts. 1 year for a lot of second-tier players, 3 or 4 years tops for the best players. You're not going to see any salaries above $15 million, maybe not even that much, and way lower for second and third tier players.
Now, we should mention that Barry Bonds, one of the sport's biggest stars, testified before a grand jury investigating the company linked to a so-called designer steroid allegedly used by some prominent athletes to enhance their performance. Is this trouble for the sport?
It's a trouble for every sport. Bonds is one of numerous athletes, not just from baseball, but from track and football and other sports that are testifying before this grand jury. It is a black eye. Nobody really knows the extent to which players in baseball particularly are using steroids to improve their performance. Bonds has always come under suspicion because his performance increased so dramatically in the early 2000s when he set the record for home runs. He made a big jump to 73 to set that record.
How does Bonds explain that?
Bonds says weight training, healthy diet, supplements, but not steroids. He has denied taking steroids.
And the Milwaukee Brewers are offering to open their financial books to disgruntled fans. Are they ushering in a new era of transparency to the sports business?
I think this is a really interesting story. What's happened is that fans became irate when the Brewers announced a few weeks ago that they were going to cut payroll from $40 million to $30 million. This is in spite of the fact that taxpayers forked over hundreds of millions of dollars for them to build a new stadium. The fans say, we put all this money forward. We want you to spend and get a good team.
Now, that's customer service.
Exactly.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us most Fridays.